on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
We're going to talk about what the standards are for attaching solar panels to caravan rooftops. There was a tragedy on Tasmania's roads only a few weeks ago. It involved a solar panel coming off at highway speeds from a caravan, and tragically, three people lost their lives. It prompted Graham to head out to his caravan and have a look at how the solar panel was attached to the roof.
I was expecting to see some screws fixed to the roof and couldn't see any, and it just appeared on the outside of it that it was glued, for want of better words, to the roof. When I put my hands on the corner of the panel, you've got to be careful that you don't flex the panels too much, otherwise you could break something. And the corner lifted, and I thought, oh, okay. So I proceeded to sort of lift the other corner, and with very light pressure, like an eight-year-old could have done what I was doing. And the whole thing just popped off the roof virtually, and I was just flabbergasted.
That was Graham, his experience after that tragedy of going out and checking the solar panel on his own camper. Now, I should mention, investigations are continuing into that tragedy, and our thoughts are with everybody who is involved with that. I know you'll be grieving incredibly. But it got us thinking about the industry standard for the installation of solar panels, and I suppose it got us wanting to talk more about it in the hope that others with dangerously applied solar panels might check and make theirs safe. Scott Jones is the National Sales Manager for Jayco, and if I'm not mistaken, the biggest manufacturer of caravans in Australia. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
Scott, thanks for talking with us this morning. You make more caravans than anyone else in the country?
We are Australia's number one manufacturer.
What is the standard for applying a solar panel, which is becoming increasingly popular? In fact, there'd barely be a caravan now without one. What is the standard for sticking those to the roof of caravans and camper trailers?
Yeah, well, at Jayco, we pride ourselves on safety, and that's the safety of our staff, our customers, and also the broader public. So what I can say is how we do it here. So what we do, we make sure everything that's fixed to the roof has a positive fixing. So that's effectively a screw or a bolt. So what our method is, we have a plate underneath or a block, and then the panel in this instance will go on top, we screw it down, and we have an adhesive and a sealant in between just to cover up any penetrations in the roof.
But is the panel itself actually screwed into those blocks and through the roof surface?
Yes, it is.
Does it trouble you hearing about standards that I'm told are even on some viable solar panels? Does it trouble you that there are standards that just silicon adhesive is all that's required?
Oh, I think, we certainly recommend that anyone, doing any work aftermarket, to consult a qualified professional, when you're carrying out any alterations, because there are so many variables involved. It can be, things like, condition of the unit, there's different silicons and sealants out there, the age of the van. So, we always recommend to consult a professional.
Are you concerned that there might be commercial installers, and clearly not yourself, but are you concerned that commercial installers are just sticking them on?
We'd have to work on the assumption that they're doing their due diligence, and they work on the same principles as us.
Mm. You obviously keep an eye on the caravan industry more closely than we do. Do you think there is a broader issue across caravanning in Australia with inappropriately installed solar panels and the risk that they might pose?
No, I certainly wouldn't say that. We've got a very strict governing body. So we've got a national body and also a state-based body, and they have a strong compliance program. So they actually come out and audit us. So that's why I'd be confident to say, there are strong policies in place to make sure everyone is doing the right thing.
And is there an inspection process that makes sure that you at Jayco are doing what you say you will do in terms of meeting those standards?
Yes, there is. There is. We have our own internal compliance program, and we've got a compliance manager. But there's also third parties. So the industry body sends compliance managers out to come out and do audits.
Right. So there is actually a standard across the industry that says solar panels must be fixed by sort of a through panel fixing to hold it down.
That's how we do it. And it's passed the audit. So, yes, I would say that.
Okay. It's because it's a really interesting situation. Obviously, a lot of people now, if you go into your local sort of car parts store, it's very easy to buy panels and stick them on yourself. I wonder if it might be in the sort of the backyard part of the industry that we're seeing some challenges there. My guest this morning, Scott Jones, National Sales Manager at the biggest caravan manufacturer in the country. Scott, can we pivot for a minute and talk COVID? What are you seeing in terms of the appetite, given that overseas travel looks like it's off for a while? What are you seeing in the caravan industry at the moment about people thinking about throwing something on the tow ball and heading off on a journey?
Yeah, it is certainly an interesting time. You know, we're seeing a lot of interest for people who now see Jayco or caravanning as a safe and affordable way to travel and see this country. You know, we have got such an amazing country, and you know, there's an opportunity for people to get out there now and explore. You know, and there's no more amazing places than Tasmania from what I've seen. But also, people want to get out there and they want to support local businesses and also regional communities as well.
How are you going keeping up with supply, given that COVID has also hit your ability to produce?
Yeah, well, we were forced to shut for over 8 weeks, and that certainly presented some challenges. But also, with our size and scale, we're in a really good position to ramp up and meet demand.
So are you watching the border reopening issue with interest?
We certainly are. Yeah, we certainly are. You've got, all the borders effectively, being Victorian-based. There's a lot of Victorians that want to get out there, and certainly enjoy the RV lifestyle, but also people that want to come, come over the border to Victoria as well, and also other borders, New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania, Victoria. So we're certainly hoping, the numbers are in the right direction at the moment, so we should see things open shortly.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, we're talking to the National Sales Manager for the country's biggest caravan producer. Here's a question for you. Has it always been your practice that solar panels have to be fixed with a through fitting, or is that a recent policy?
No, it's always been the case for us. Effectively, everything that we fit to the roof of a caravan has a positive fix. Because over time things do, deteriorate, on the roof you're susceptible to hit things like tree branches or, the roof of the garage. So we always make sure there's a positive fix there.
And what's your advice to caravanners who might now be wondering about how their solar panels are attached? What advice do you have if they want to get that checked?
I think in general, I'd certainly get it inspected by the professionals, whether that's a local dealership, or repairer. Just to get them to run their eye over it. I mean, generally, we certainly recommend an annual safety check and service, and that would be part of that as well.
Appreciate you talking with us this morning.
No problems at all. Thanks, Leon.
Scott Jones.